Now, Solihull Man's one of hundreds of runners preparing to take part in the Shakespeare Marathon and half marathons being held in Stratford this Sunday. Dan Hudson is running to raise money for Marie Curie Centre in Solihull, which looked after his mother. He's already passed his initial fundraising target and is hoping for a personal best running time as well.
I think it's going to be really, really, really tight on a knife's edge to try and get that personal best. But hopefully, with the momentum of the money that I've raised and the people in the crowd, hopefully I can get 3:57:30 or something, and I'll be delighted.
Coming up.
As in, when I left, my total for Marie Curie, so that was £5,300 in memory of my late mum, who died in Marie Curie, so that about a month ago. So this is for them.
A Gay and a Non-Gay is a podcast from James Barr and Dan Hudson. They're like a lovely little couple, except they're not.
Welcome to A Gay and a Non-Gay. I'm James, I'm gay. I've got like 20 pairs of trainers. Dan's non-gay. He's got one pair of trainers.
Apparently.
That actually isn't true, but all will be revealed in today's episode.
Ooh.
Ooh, what a tease.
Welcome to A Gay and a Non-Gay.
Dan Hudson has raised over £6,000 for Marie Curie Cancer.
Marie Curie Cancer, yeah.
That's amazing, Dan.
Thanks very much.
How are you feeling?
Pretty good.
Yeah?
Got to try and get it to £7,000 now.
How far are you going?
I don't know. Where does it stop?
I mean, you've hit your target, so you should be proud of yourself.
Target is long gone.
They must be just so thankful to you.
Well, yeah, I guess so.
Did they reach out?
Yeah.
You got them on speed dial?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
One of them, I don't know what her name is, but I've got her in WhatsApp as just Marie Curie.
Do you actually know their name?
I did at one point, but...
Right. Shout out to Mary. That's fantastic.
Yeah, thanks very much.
Your mum would be so proud.
You can continue to donate, which some people don't realise that you can.
They do, they just don't want to.
Yeah.
I'm one of those people, to be honest.
It's so
weird.
Not
to you, because I have donated, but I'm one of those people that would say, oh, congrats, sorry, I forgot to donate. That's like passive-aggressive way of just not giving any money. It's hard to... Dan, you can't give to everyone, though. It's difficult. There's a lot of people. I know about 5 people running marathons or doing stuff this year. And it's like, wow, if I give each of them...
Well, you don't have to give a large amount.
That's a good point. I shouldn't.
I've had listeners give me a couple of quid and stuff.
That's so nice.
It's all gratefully received.
Yeah.
Although one of my friends gave me £7.50.
Right, and was that gracefully received as well?
Not really.
I gave you 50.
Yeah.
What if I hadn't done that and I'd gone for like 10? How would you feel?
Yeah, I'd be pissed off. Well, for a start, because I gave...
You just said that all donations are gratefully received.
Yeah, but there's levels to it, and I gave your boyfriend 50 quid, as I recall.
Did you actually?
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't know that because you gave it to him. He was running too, so I didn't really pay attention, but that's lovely.
But yeah, it's probably not going to go much higher. But then again, Vanessa Feltz is...
Oh my God.
Donation has not yet arrived.
So Dan's friend, Vanessa Feltz, I bumped into her recently and suddenly she got her purse out. Talk about walking into the club purse first. She's like, I've been meaning to give Dan some money.
I wish you'd have just taken the money off her.
I wasn't going to take money off of Vanessa Feltz, Dan. How long are we going on about this for?
Well, for quite a long time. If you're in the Midlands, you may well have seen me doing the rounds. we can go through all the bits if you want.
It's okay. I'm not being mean. I love it. I'm very proud of you. But if we want that, it's on your socials, isn't it? So
Yeah. But
I feel like we should follow you there.
Not everyone has social media. So I was on Midlands Today, which is confusingly only for the West Midlands. But I did that. I was on the front page of the Solihull News. Big up, Solihull.
Why can't we talk about what's interesting in this conversation?
Why? Because this is interesting.
No, it's not. You're just listing off things you did. I mean, no one's...
If it was like, you, if you're on the
front... I wouldn't be listing all the things I've done.
Are you on the front page of the Solihull Observer? You've covered me again this week.
Again?
Yeah. Not in the front page. I had to trawl to find this one. I did a marathon. I took some voice notes, actually. Do you want to listen to them?
I'd rather listen to them than you reel off all your local press angles.
Someone's jealous.
I'm very jealous, yeah.
All right, I've just done 20 miles, which makes that the longest I've ever run since 2013. And amazingly, an average of 8:11 a mile, which is... by far the fastest I've ever run. So as long as I don't stop, I should be on time for the PB. I can't slow down too much or in fact. I was seeing my dad 3 times by now. I haven't seen him once. I'm completely unknown. Whatever anyone else says. I guess if you want to do something, you'll do yourself.
Where was your dad?
I don't know.
Right. Did you not ask him after?
Yeah, I was slightly worried that he'd had like a heart attack or something. Oh, but God. There's nothing I can do about it.
Imagine if you just told me that.
Because at the start of the race, he'd said to the people, oh, where can I start? It's not like London. It's not like, it's nowhere near as well organized as you might think. So he said to the people at the start, where should I stand? Because normally in a race, there's somewhere you can stand where you don't have to, if you don't move, like you'll see them twice or whatever. So they pointed out where that place was and then it wasn't there. So he's supposed to be there, like as mentioned just then, like three times, and then but there were zero times.
So where, what, you don't know where he was? You didn't ask him?
Yeah, I have, but I mean, I haven't got to the bottom of where he actually was. I just know he's trying to get find me and vice versa. But obviously, I can't stop or get bogged down too much in whereabouts of anyone else.
It sounds like in an alternate universe, you sound like you're having sex. And well, and the clapping kind of sounds like someone just like slapping your ass.
Right. Thanks for that.
That's where my head went. And I'm sure I'm not alone in that as a gay man. There's nothing hotter than someone sounding out of breath.
Hang on, I've got another one. All right, I've done 21 miles, which again, it's the longest I've ever run for. Since 2013, my AirPods have gone flat. In case you're wondering why the fuck I would be wearing AirPods, it's because you're not actually allowed to wear headphones on this race, because it's quite a local thing. I get the feeling that that fully is enforceable, so nobody's doing it. Apart from me, but I'm getting away with it, I guess, because I've got a bandana on. But what I thought would happen has happened, and they've gone flat. But what I'm hoping is that they will charge in my pocket during the next mile, and then I can put them back on. This is horrible. I'm just going to keep talking. When I left my turtle for Marie Curie, so that was £5,300 in memory of my late mum, who died in Marie Curie, so that about a month ago. So, this is for them. I can't give up now. Alright, see you in a bit.
You've literally assumed the position of that moment just then.
Yeah.
Putting your hands across your forehead.
I can remember it vividly.
That's so interesting. Your body language completely changed and you sort of went back there.
Well, yeah, because I'm...
Like physical memory.
Yeah, because it's quite traumatic. And actually, sorry, when I finished London and Paris before, I felt like jubilant, whereas here I didn't particularly.
Yeah.
I just felt... Okay, my mind is sort of going at, okay, I've stopped running now, that's good.
Did you like miss your mum at that moment?
I wasn't really thinking about anything other than I just need to get this done.
I think I'd be devastated at that point.
Why?
I don't know, because I've built up to it for so long, got there, and now it's over. So I'd be like, oh my God, that's it. It's done now. Now what?
That always happens, doesn't it? Whenever you're building up to something and then it's just suddenly it stops.
Yeah, but it's different this time.
Obviously, it's a shame. I mean, obviously, it's awful that she's died and that she couldn't see me do this, for example, because she always got annoyed that I'd done marathons nowhere near her before. And then every now and again, I think, oh, I'll just text my mum. Like, I'm sure people do that quite a lot post someone's death. And I'm like, oh, I can't, can I? Even like, oh, I'm going to text my mum, I've raised £6,000. I'm like, oh, yeah, I can't.
A gay and a non-gay.
Another thing you've started doing since that happening is you've started doing stand-up comedy, or at least you're like learning stand-up comedy, which is very exciting.
Yeah.
I want to know more.
Well,
Did you just think, oh, you know what? There's not enough straight white cis men doing stand-up. I'm going to do it.
Well, I'm the only person that fits that description on the course.
That's amazing to me. No shade to straight white men, by the way, at all. They're hilarious, and some of the best stand-up comics, of course, in the world are straight white men. But there are a lot of those. And just side note, when I was in New York recently, I went and watched some open mic, and all of them were like straight white cis guys finger-banging their mums on stage. And it was just unbearable.
What does that mean?
You know, pretending to fist their mums or whatever. The jokes they were coming out with, one of them literally did that.
Right.
And I was like, what the hell is wrong with you? And all of them made jokes about gay people. All of them.
Really?
Yeah, all of them. And I was just sat there with my friend watching it like, what is wrong with these people? Get your own jokes. Why are you making jokes about us? You're far more interesting. You run the world. So I have so many thoughts about stand-up, but I want to know how it started and what your plans are. Are you just doing it for fun? Where are you at?
I thought I was doing it for fun. I've done improv before, and that's very much like, maybe it's not in places like New York, but
Here it's very much like, oh, do what you want. It'd be good for corporate team building.
Oh, whatever. Yeah, I think it's everyone should do improv.
Blah, blah, blah. Whereas this is like, okay, you're now a stand-up comic. Here's a shitload of stuff that you need to do. There's no time to fuck around. You need to do this, you need to do this, you need to do this, you need to do this. I think because this is like the Soho Theatre course, and I'm guessing it's very hard to get into, and I've only really got in because of the stuff that we've done together. Because of that, it is like a very top-tier course, so I don't think they'd let you in through the door unless you were deadly serious. I mean, I haven't really given it any thought, and at the end of this 10 weeks all I've got to do is 3 minutes, and I figured I could probably do 3 minutes if I prepare for it for 10 weeks.
Yeah, I'd think so.
And then I wasn't thinking beyond that, but
I mean, it's going to be a killer 3 minutes if you're working on it for 10 weeks.
And that's that. And so, yeah.
So what did you learn then in this first?
Nothing yet. Well, the fire alarm went off and that killed 45 minutes of...
Right. Did you come up with any jokes and stuff?
No. We did this exercise where you go up and, I guess because nobody knows who you are, you go up and everybody is invited to shout what they think of you.
Oh, I love that.
Shall I tell you what people said?
Yeah, that's really powerful. So you stand up and then people just shout what they immediately think of you based on your looks.
Yeah, or how you're presenting.
And your vibe yourself. Or whatever. Okay.
First one is... likes to play board games.
You do look like you like to play board games.
But what does that mean?
I don't know. Why don't you ask them? I didn't say it.
Well, I wasn't supposed to be responding. So.
That is funny. Do you like board games?
Yes and no. Runner.
Someone said you look like a runner.
Yeah.
Well, that's true. That's crazy that they got that.
Yeah. Only owns one pair of trainers.
No. Is that true?
No.
No, that's not true. But what people are saying is funny. Because what they're doing is they're thinking of creative ways of just calling you a straight guy. Well, so I'm enjoying it a lot. How many pairs of trainers do you have?
Like 12.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Well, I'm not wearing them all now, am I?
No, but I was looking at how clean your current pair were.
They're very clean.
And actually, you're doing all right. Yeah, I like them.
Well, they're literally straight out of the washing machine. So
yeah, they're fine.
Thanks. Not a fuckboy.
That's nice. So they're saying, well, we know what that means, don't we?
Yeah, I think so.
That you're loyal.
Yeah.
Trustworthy.
Lives with his parents.
I mean, a bit awkward at the moment.
yeah. White straight man.
Yep. Bang. I mean, took us a while, but we got there. Very observant of them.
Brings a backpack everywhere.
Yeah.
Okay, next one.
How many are there?
A lot. Closet gay.
I mean, we've been saying it from the start, haven't we, everyone?
Next one.
That's a joke. You didn't respond. You didn't respond.
What am I supposed to say?
Are you a closet gay?
No.
Okay, well, great.
Next one. Doesn't like a garden.
Oh, God, that's so wrong. They've obviously not listened to this podcast.
No, I don't like having it. It's a fucking nightmare.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
I'm trying to get rid of it, and that is just adding...
It's just the garden.
lives in Kent.
Yeah, you do look like you live in Kent.
But what does somebody who looks like...
you.
What does that mean?
I don't know. The thing is, it's actually kind of funny because I'm trying not to laugh too much, but basically they're all just saying that you're like a basic straight guy, aren't they? All of these things.
Right.
So living in Kent, liking board games, always goes out with a backpack, only has one pair of trainers. They're not true, a lot of them, but they're quite funny because that's sort of like, if you had to go, oh, what's a straight person like? Those are the things that you could come up with.
Right, yeah.
So they're quite funny. Do you see that or not?
I think I present... I mean, they've had this a million times. I think I present as quite alternative, so I don't quite understand why people aren't... some people did pick up on that, which we'll get to in a sec. But it's a bit bizarre how people would just be like, no, that's...
Lives in Kent.
Yeah.
It's not really about whether you're alternative or not, though. I think it's more just like, you know, it's the stubble, it's the sort of nearly designer beard kind of vibe. It's like... you know, the hair just kind of like hanging out there doing its own thing. You're comfortable with who you are, I guess. You don't look like you're metrosexual living in London. You look like you could be living in Kent, I guess.
Right.
Like with a day job doing admin.
Right.
Because you're just comfortable who you are. You're not overdoing it. You're not over trying.
Right.
Does that make sense? Does that mean?
The words make sense, but I don't...
I don't feel like that is an assessment.
No, you can say what you want. I don't mind.
On who you are. I hope not.
Anyway, I don't live in Kent. has an empty fridge.
Yeah, I can see why they'd say that.
Why?
You'd imagine a straight guy just has a couple of beers in his fridge and nothing else.
Right.
But obviously that isn't true.
No, not really.
You love cooking?
I mean, when I stayed in your house in Manchester, you literally had an empty fridge.
I did, because I didn't live there. I was there like 4 days a week.
Empty fridge, empty freezer, empty cupboards.
Empty everything.
Empty flat.
Empty heart. Empty bank account.
But I don't do what a lot of straight people who I've lived with in the past have done, which is buy loads of shit, wait for it to go off, and then throw it away.
I think that's everyone. I don't think that's just straight people.
Well, I don't do that. So it's...
Okay, sorry, I didn't mean everyone. I think that's not a stereotype of straight people, what you said. I think that's just in general what a lot of us do, right?
Doesn't like everyone in the family. don't we know what that means?
It means you look like someone that doesn't like everyone in your own family. These are so funny. You could walk out on stage with any of these and say, yeah, I know, I look like that guy that doesn't like everyone in my own family. And people would piss themselves. Yeah.
I don't think they would. I think they'd be like, what are you on about?
No, they would. You'd have to define what you mean, but they would. It's funny.
Hate planning.
You don't like planning? Yeah, you don't really.
Do it or not?
No. What? Even with this bit we're doing right now, you didn't want to plan it. You could have sent me this a week ago.
I couldn't have sent it a week ago because I only did it on...
Well, you know what I'm saying.
So that's the end of what the teacher wrote down based on what everybody said.
Right.
But somebody did something that she didn't write down that someone did say was heavy metal.
I think they did well. Not all of them are true. Some of them are true, but they're funny. So it doesn't really matter whether they're true or not.
I guess.
Great. I really enjoyed that. That was really fun. What do you think people would say about me? I've never done this.
I don't know.
I get really concerned when I'm doing stand-up that I can say things that are slightly like mean or confusing, but I think it's because I look like I'm cute and friendly and I've got this like wonderful podcast that creates a safe space for people to be themselves, and then I walk out there and I'm like a bitchy gay.
Right.
But I'm not actually a bitchy gay. I just sort of play into it sometimes.
Right.
But I think it can take people by surprise. So yeah, who knows? Anyway, I'm so excited for you to see my new stand-up show. You haven't seen it yet. And it's not finished yet, but it's coming along.
I was going to go and see it this weekend in Brighton. And actually, I have homework to do, which is to go and see some stand-up.
Oh, great.
But I'm not sure if yours counts.
Why does it not count?
What if it's my mate doing it? Does that, do you know what I mean? Is that not allowed? Anyway, because we're all supposed to do this homework, I said in the group, I'm going to see on Sunday, I think I'm going to go to Brighton and see my friend do this stand-up show. Does anyone want to come?
Yeah.
No, nobody's replied yet.
No one's... Okay, great. I'm the hot ticket.
I mean, I'll let you know if
I'm the hottest ticket in town, guys.
Thanks for listening, babes. Do the admin and support a gay and a non-gay. Visit gaynongay.com/donate.